The House of Representatives is expected to vote today on renewing the USA Patriot Act. If lawmakers don't act, 16 temporary provisions in the law will expire at the end of the month. In a compromise worked out with the Senate, 14 of those provisions will become permanent, while two others are to expire in 2009. But a bipartisan group in the Senate is threatening to block the Patriot Act's renewal. Those senators say it lacks protections for civil liberties. NPR's David Welna has the story.
The reauthorization of the Patriot Act has Congress divided into two camps. There are those, most of them Republicans, who say its provisions are all needed to fight terrorism. And there are those, most but not all of them Democrats, who say its intent is good, but its wording is bad. Senator John Sununu, a New Hampshire Republican, is one of those skeptics.
We're all for fighting terrorism. We're all for extending the Patriot Act. I do not oppose the idea of subpoenaing business records or even library records or the idea of a national security letter. What I oppose is having such powerful government force in place without countervailing protections for civil liberties.
Sununu is among at least 10 senators who may try to block the Patriot Act reauthorization with a filibuster, unless more civil liberties guarantees are added. Yesterday, James Sensenbrenner, the Republican chair of the House Judiciary Committee, warned his colleagues not to block the reauthorization.
Because the consequence of the Patriot Act expiring on December 31st is going to be putting the American people at greater risk, starting with the wall going back up so the FBI and the CIA cannot share intelligence information.
Despite that warning, legal experts have questioned whether such a wall was ever really such a problem, even before the original Patriot Act was passed. Yesterday on the Senate floor, the Senate Judiciary Committee's top Democrat, Patrick Leahy, argued it would be better right now to approve a 90-day extension of the current Patriot Act.
A brief extension is needed to produce a better bill that will better serve all of our citizens, then by all means, let us give ourselves the time.
But such an extension is opposed by House and Senate GOP leaders, as well as the Bush administration. They seem confident the threatened filibuster of the Patriot Act renewal is a bluff. Whether they're right will become clear when the bill moves to the Senate for a vote. David Welna, NPR News, the Capitol.